Welcome to Credit Matters Newsletter for May 2018. Our monthly newsletter contains information about financial risk management issues, blogs, advice of new business listings, and free advice from organisations such as ASIC. What's new at Credit Matters? This month we are pleased to introduce a new feature for Credit Matters, the Anatomy of a Recession. This feature is designed to assist business people understand the features of a recession and how they may prepare to protect themselves if a recession occurs. You can obtain a copy of the feature by contacting Kim at creditmatters.com.au or visit creditmatters.com.au and access a copy via the website. As a side issue, if you are a numbers person, it is sobering to realise that we have already passed the average 10-year deadline of when another recession may occur. The attachments this month include the bank doctors, learnings from the Banking Royal Commission, RSM CFE exam review courses in Australia 2018, the telephone flyer from Credit Matters / Sales and Telesales Solutions and Creditor Watch's new Apply Easy product. If you are interested in advertising with Credit Matters, please contact Kim and see what he can do for you. You will be surprised at the very reasonably priced packages which can be arranged to promote your business. Monthly Business Conundrum. In business, we like to accumulate every customer possible. Sometimes, however, this policy costs money, especially when selling on credit. There are many reasons why customers may not be profitable. There can be strategic reasons why you might keep an unprofitable customer if you can prove they add value to your business in another way. Of course, you should still try to keep every possible customer, even if you only break even. Alternatively, you may have to change how you do business and use a different sales strategy. If the customer will still not cooperate, it can be to your advantage to introduce them to your best competitor. After all, if they cause a loss for your business, they will almost certainly cause a loss to your competitor. Business is full of conundrums such as whether you should keep an unprofitable customer or encourage them to leave for your competitor. It is your responsibility to work out what is best. Quote of the month. I insist on a lot of time being spent almost every day to just sit and think. That is very uncommon in American business. I read and think, so I do more reading and thinking and make less impulse decisions than most people in business. Warren Buffett. Monthly Business Observation. It is well known that many business owners often work very hard in their business and not on their business. This month's quote from Warren Buffett is a timely reminder that we all need to spend time re-evaluating our business. Working on your business requires quiet time away from normal daily work duties and should include reading on the different aspects of operating a business. It appears to me that many business people do not often take the time to reflect on the way their business operates, on their business's financial figures, or what is happening in the world around them. Following is a very brief review of a number of aspects which may be of interest if you were to actually take the time and just reflect on your business's affairs. 1. An unpaid invoice is both an ongoing liability and your money in your customer's bank account. 2. An unprocessed credit claim or deduction is your customer's excuse not to pay you. In addition, every credit claim or deduction costs you money, so it makes good sense to eliminate the causes of credit claims or deductions. 3. You reconcile your bank account to protect your business's cash. Reconciling your accounts payables and receivables protects your cash, plus saves money. 4. There are no friends in business. In fact, family and friends are your most dangerous customers. If you want to keep friends and family and do business with them, insist on cash up front. 5. Fraudsters are often better at stealing business assets than you are at protecting them. Fraudsters can exist externally and internally due to technology, which is one of their best tools. 6. Risk is a natural part of the business landscape, so ignore it at your risk. 7. A business without cash is not a business. Try operating a business without it. 8. Beware of people who say cash is lazy. These people usually want it for themselves or operate to an out-of-date ideological mandate. Cash is never lazy. It is always a sleeping asset waiting for the right opportunity to add value to your business. 9. Nothing destroys value quicker than a technology wall between you and your customers or suppliers. Technology walls hinder timely and effective communication between your business and its stakeholders. 10. If you are afraid of your customers, you do not own your business. It is important, therefore, that you understand that you have a right to operate your business your way, providing it is legal, of course. In addition, you are always within your rights to question and refuse to adhere to unfair or unreasonable demands from your customers. These and other issues are important factors in helping you survive and grow your business. The issues which confront us all in business can easily be forgotten in the hurly-burly of running a business. If it is good enough for Warren Buffett to take time to read and reflect about how to make his business better, it stands to reason you will also gain value by taking the time to read and reflect on your own business affairs. Word of the month. Is the spelling for go with an E or for go without the E? This is actually a trick question. Like the words two, T-O, two, T-W-O, and two, T-O-O, forgo with the E and forgo without the E are also known as homonyms. Two or more words that sound the same, that are spelt the same or differently, but have different meanings. Forgo without the E has the meaning to go without, and forgo with the E has the meaning to proceed. A couple of tips to help remember when to use which spelling are: forgo with no E has no E, so goes without. Forgo without the E starts with the same letters as does for in forget, whereas forgo with the E starts with the same letters as for in before. Forgo with the E is listed as a secondary spelling variation of forgo without the E. This would appear to be because so many people incorrectly use forgo with the E when they actually mean forgo without the E, that the spelling becomes recognized as a secondary spelling variation. The following sentences show the different usage. When dieting, I forgo dessert, forgo without the E. Often soup will forgo the main course, forgo with the E. Because forgo without the E and forgo with the E are so similar, it's a foregone conclusion people may confuse the two words. Latest news and issues by Trace Personnel. How to write the perfect job description, one for the recruiters. As simple as this sounds, sometimes it can be quite challenging. Job descriptions need to be alluring enough to be able to lure potential candidates to you, and with these three simple steps, you'll be able to do just that. 1. Revise. Spending a little time just revising and rewording job descriptions can be extremely advantageous, as sometimes with competing recruiters, potential candidates can see identical job positions under a different company's name, and it could create confusion and a lack of authenticity. The right wording can also relate to the job seeker and as such get them to apply for the job. 2. Lead with skills. While it may be a standard practice to pick job descriptions starting with the company information, it can also help to lead with skills required. With this strategy, it will ultimately separate and cut down the number of unsubstantiated job applications you receive, making your job a whole lot easier. 3. Outline what you don't want. By drawing on the things you don't want in candidates rather than what you do, can sometimes eliminate an excess of resumes coming through on an application. This ultimately can cut down on resume screening time and gives you more time to focus on other important things like interviewing. We're here to help. Call Trace Personnel on 02 9281 5466. This month's Business Inconvenient Truth. Shotgun marketing is often not a profitable exercise. and neither are shotgun accounts receivable emails. One of the greatest problems of the modern technology age is the persistent flow of spam and unwanted marketing emails. If you are like the average business person, these emails are sent straight to the junk mail folder. Therefore, even if you are a genuine business person trying to reach a new customer, you have probably lost any credibility with that potential customer. For a different reason, repeated emails for outstanding invoices, which are sent out in a shotgun approach to encourage the customer to pay, also often go unanswered or just sent to the junk mail folder. Sending out endless emails for outstanding invoices because it is considered to be the cheapest option is often similarly fruitless and an unprofitable exercise. Increasingly, whether it is for an unanswered sales or accounts receivable requirements, at some stage of the exercise, the personal approach is usually required. Email marketing and accounts receivable contacts can be valid, however, if used in the right context. At the end of the day, as more and more frauds are initiated by email, the supplier will realise it is a judicial use of email combined with the personal contact which brings the best results. Thank you for listening to this month's Credit Matters newsletter.